Tally ho, Hoppledingers, and welcome to We Are Marvel, where we explore all of the corners of the Marvel Cinematic Multiverse. We are also the official podcast of the We Are Marvel Facebook group. Go check them out today. And hey, while you're there, head on over to We Are Marvel Pod and give us a like and follow too. You'll be glad you did. We are your hosts. My name is Justin.
My name is Jeremy.
And we are Marvel.
Welcome, everyone. Thanks for joining.
Crushed it.
You nailed it, buddy.
I practice it in my head like 4 times today already.
Just oh, really?
It's so wordy now, but I love every second of it, and I hope you all do too.
I hope so. Or you're just fast-forwarding into this good stuff.
Right? I mean, it's not like we have a bunch of ads. We're not popular enough for that. So, yeah. And that's up to you guys to make us more popular. Like, follow, enjoy the stuff, do the things.
Or just pay us and we won't do the ad.
There you go. Yeah, the ad is for the show and the other stuff that we talked about earlier.
Yes, as in, go ahead, Justin, read the whole thing over again.
No.
It's not even reading it. We got it.
I know, it's in my head.
Puts you to sleep at night?
Sometimes.
I mean, we are Marvel. Thank you for joining us. We are Marvel.
But hey, we're here now to talk about the open loose threads throughout the MCU. We're getting a couple tied up here soon adjacent.
Yeah.
Depending on how many more things get delayed. But, you know, we'll get there.
Yes, but there are a few that we do know are coming to fruition.
Yeah. So, without any more ado, because this is taking long enough as it is.
Wow.
Let's giddy up, grab our Icarus, which is the thing I almost forgot, and get going on some open threads. Okay, we do have quite the extensive list. I don't know how many of these we're actually going to go into.
Okay.
And what we're going to say about any of them. But basically, we're going to talk about them, what brought them up in the first place, where we'd like them to maybe go, and if they might ever actually get touched on again. Most of these, probably not.
Jeez, okay.
But what's really kicking this off is The Incredible Hulk. At the end of Incredible Hulk, 2008. Oof. Right?
Long time ago.
Yeah. Dr. Samuel Stearns, played by the guy that plays Dr. Samuel Stearns. God, what's his name? I wanted to say it and be good, but Tim Blake Nelson?
Yes.
There it is.
There it is.
He gets smacked in the head because he's an idiot, and then some Banner blood gets dropped into his head wound.
Right.
And his head starts to bubble.
Right.
In Fury's Big Week, the tie-in book, it shows Stearns in S.H.I.E.L.D. custody.
Okay.
And his head is much larger and awkwardly shaped, kind of like the leader's.
Right.
And that's just where he is. However, in Winter Soldier, there's no more S.H.I.E.L.D.
That's right.
So we don't know what... if Fury's Big Week is canon, which as far as we know it is,
okay.
We don't know what happened after that.
Right. It's all a mystery right now.
Yeah. But he is officially confirmed to be in Cap 4, which I think has a new title I keep meaning to look up, but I don't
remember. It's not Brave New World anymore?
I thought it changed.
Brave New World.
I don't know.
Oh, okay. Yeah,
I'm not sure. I could be wrong, but I thought that it changed recently. But if it's still Brave New World, that's fine
too. Yeah, I don't know. I did see the Agatha changed to just Agatha.
Which is kind of what I thought Agatha would be all along.
Yeah.
Get yeah,
should have just of the left song. It alone.
It was Agatha. Yeah, which is fine. And those titles we've been getting the last 5 years, it feels like, are the episode titles.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, which is also kind of what we figured. Why they felt the need to do that, I don't know, but hey, whatever.
Yeah.
Anyway. But he's going to be the villain in Cap 4, which is exciting.
Yeah.
And that will have some resolution. I'm hoping they give us some backstory
yes.
of what's happened over the last 16, 17 years by the time that comes out.
Yeah, I'm hoping so too. I was going to ask if you think they'll include anything, and I'm hoping they do, because I'd like to know.
Have to, because anybody, I mean, Incredible Hulk, as we've discussed, is kind of the redhead stepchild of the MCU in the first place. Right. It was done by Universal, so it wasn't even Paramount.
Right.
And it was the second movie of Phase 1.
Right.
It didn't do particularly well. It never got a sequel. That Hulk actor is not the same Hulk actor we have now.
It's not, yeah.
The only character we've seen since then that's the same actor is General Ross.
Mm-hmm.
And Tim Roth.
Oh, yeah, that's right.
And She-Hulk.
Yeah.
So, yeah, I hope so.
Yeah, I hope so, too. I think they need to at least touch on it. I don't know if they need to do
it. Yeah, because, I mean, you can't just have this guy be like, oh, hey, I'm this guy, and I have gamma blood because of the Hulk.
Right.
Any more questions, don't worry about it. Just go watch that movie. And honestly, they don't really have to go into it that much. It would just be nice to be like, you know, after the events of the Hulk, I lost control. I had this gamma shit in my head, literally. Mm-hmm. And S.H.I.E.L.D. took me in. S.H.I.E.L.D. fell apart. And I've been laying in wait.
Yeah.
Cool.
Yeah.
There's been rumblings of, like, he could be the mastermind behind certain things in the MCU. Probably some of the stuff we're going to talk about today, which would be really cool. Nice little, like, I know there was some fan theories when She-Hulk was going on that he was going to be the one that was leading the anti-She-Hulk site. And stuff.
Okay.
Obviously, that didn't happen.
Yeah.
We got that stupid reveal at the end. That was funny and great, and I loved it. But still, it was just like, it's a WandaVision thing where it's like, oh, is that the leader? Oh, no, it's that guy.
Right.
Okay. It's fine.
Yeah. Ralph Boner. Nothing quite like the WandaVision theories, though. Nothing. I don't think we'll get that again.
No. I think we've learned.
Yeah. It was
a couple times strong. They've duped me, but.
Yeah.
Yeah.
They were fun, though.
Yeah. Next up, we're going to skip ahead several years to one that's never going to get touched on again because it was just a funny gag. But in the end of Thor the Dark World, there's a frost giant dog that is just loose on Earth.
Yeah. Yep, just running around.
It's a funny post-credits scene that I'm sure most people at Marvel forgot exists.
Probably, yeah.
But it is a thing.
Yeah, it did happen. It was on Earth. And
He's just running through the parking lot chasing birds or something. I don't remember.
Yeah, yeah.
And he's there. I mean, and I'd assume they have very long lifespans.
Probably, yeah. Like, I don't know, maybe it's too hot, you know? He could have passed away because of the heat.
Could be. That's dark, but could be. Though they were in England.
You have a better option.
So, I mean, it doesn't get too hot there, I don't
think. It's gloomy.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I don't know. Hopefully he made it up to one of the poles and is pleasantly just eating penguins or something.
Oh, and that's not dark. Okay, perfect. Thank you for showing me that line.
Yeah, yeah. Thank you. Next up, Ant-Man 2015. Hydra agent Mitchell Carson manages to obtain Pym particles and escapes.
That's right.
By the way, thank you to whoever made the Reddit post that I snagged all these from, because you really saved me a lot of legwork.
Nice. You got a username for him?
No. But if anybody thinks of ones we don't cover, please let us know, because I'm sure there are plenty out there.
Do you? I dare you, anyone, to reach in with one we don't list.
Yeah, because it is a long list, and we're only up to the end of Phase 2.
Yeah.
Because, I mean, we've seen Hydra here and there since Ant-Man. Obviously, Civil War.
Yeah.
And Falcon Winter Soldier.
Right.
I feel like other things, but not really.
Yeah, and is this enough to bring up again?
I don't think so. I think they would, because, I mean, we don't know who, if anybody, is really the head of that snake now. Right. It seems like Hydra is just gone.
Yeah.
I kind of thought Zemo was going to be, like, the new head of Hydra or something. You know? But obviously it was the exact opposite of that.
Right.
And he hated Hydra as much as everybody else should.
Yeah.
So I think this might just be a fart in the wind kind of thing. It's just, they make such a point of he has them.
Right.
And gets away.
Yeah. And so you'd think, oh, this is going to lead to something.
Yeah. Even if it's not linked to Hydra, that guy has Pym particles.
Right. He could be selling it to anyone.
Yeah. The leader.
Oh, we may now be done.
Nameless benefactor, which we'll get to later.
Oh, sizzle.
I know. So yeah, I don't think it would be cool, but especially with Quantumania so underperforming.
Yeah.
Even though it's my favorite of the Ant-Man movies, I doubt we will get any resolve on this.
I agree. Yeah. I do wish that they'd come out with little things. They can even be animated of just like, oh, he gave them to someone. They tried to use them. It didn't work.
Mm-hmm.
The end. They're gone. You know, just short little things. Little shorts. Just, hey, here's all the loose ends.
Like a Marvel one shot.
Boom.
They really need to bring them back.
They do.
They were so cool. So fun. They tied up these stupid little loose ends. Questions we didn't even know we had. But like item 47. Right. It's like, oh, yeah. There's Chitauri stuff all over the place. Some dickhead and his girlfriend are going to take these things and use them to rob banks and then work for S.H.I.E.L.D., I guess.
Yeah, and then they'll get a job.
And then be part of Hydra and then other stuff.
Yeah, I mean, they were not the best people, but I also don't think they're Hydra evil.
I think they just died. Would be my guess. They weren't good enough to make it into Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D. They probably were, because this is what teed up Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D. as a show.
Right.
And so I would assume they just sort of like fell into the lower ranks.
Yeah.
Probably work at the post office now or something.
Yeah. Like, probably just doing nothing.
The file office, the FBI, whatever. Who knows?
Yeah.
Spider-Man Homecoming, Aaron Davis mentions how he has a nephew at home who is Miles Morales.
Yeah. We assume so. I mean, yeah, sure, it could be some random no-name nephew, but why would you even mention it if it's not Miles?
Yeah, I mean, and this is obviously just a fun Easter egg for people like us to be like, I know who that is, because that's what I did when that came out, of going, oh, I know who that is.
Same.
But could that lead to something? There's rumblings lately that it might for Spider-Man 4.
That would be great. I mean, why not? You know? You don't have to shove it in our faces that, oh, he said it's me. It's I'm the nephew he said. Yeah. But yeah, I mean, I think it'd be great. I think Donald Glover would come back for something like that.
I think he would. Yeah. I mean, he came back for one of the Spider-Verse movies recently to don the... Did you watch the second Spider-Verse movie?
Yes.
Yeah, okay.
Yeah.
It's not really it's a spoiler, but like, watch the movie already.
True. But yes, we do. Yeah. No, you're right. He did come back for that. So
I mean, to actually be in a legit live-action Spider-Man movie, even though he's imprisoned right now, he could be a different one. You never know.
Yeah, sure.
It'd be interesting.
Yeah, I would like that. I like him. I like Donald Glover.
Well, yeah.
I think I like just about everything he does. I haven't seen anything that I don't like yet.
Lando.
Yeah, liked him as Lando. Liked his show Atlanta. Recently finished Mr. and Mrs. Smith.
It was good?
It was good. It was different. Not what I was expecting, but it was good. Yeah.
Another one from Homecoming is the Tinkerer is still at large. Homecoming probably has more than any of these, now that I'm looking at this list, because we got like four of them here.
Yeah, Sony likes to do a lot of that kind of stuff.
Yeah. Let's set up a lot of stuff that might happen, and then never have it be a thing. But I think they could bring this back with our next one, Matt Gargan wanting revenge against Spider-Man, because I want Scorpion.
Yeah.
I want the metal suit with the big tail. It's such a cool visual. I think it'd look really awesome. You and I had massive discussions, especially after No Way Home and the symbiote left behind in the MCU, of doing Venomized Scorpion.
Yeah.
And a cool twist on that, tying it into Jameson, who's now part of the MCU.
Right.
It's right there.
Yeah,
it could work. And the Tinkerer helps make the suit.
Yeah, makes sense.
Jameson's is so stupid and hell-bent on killing Spider-Man that he hires the Tinkerer to do it.
Yeah.
He would totally do that, because he doesn't have that kind of thought process to go, you made the Vulture, Vulture was bad, let's see how this is going to go
with
this known criminal.
Yeah, I think that'd be cool to see. And like you said, like you have it right there in front of you. Use it.
Let's see. And then, obviously, the big question that everybody's been asking since 2017, who in the bot Avengers Tower?
Yeah, we keep thinking we're going to get an answer here or there, and nothing yet.
They didn't even touch on it in No Way Home.
Yeah. Do we even see the building? Is it mentioned whatsoever?
I don't think so.
I don't either, yeah.
Because, obviously, it's a big part of Homecoming, and then at the end of Far From Home, he flies through it, and we see the something big coming in 3, 2, 1, whatever.
Right.
But that's it, and nothing in No Way Home.
Yeah.
To suggest anything.
Yeah, and he was busy, sure.
Yeah, obviously.
But yeah.
I wasn't expecting a reveal of it, but the fact that it's still not a thing. And the only, I mean, other people have kind of touched on it in other shows and movies and stuff-ish.
Yeah.
But it really should be something handled in Spider-Man 4.
Okay.
And that makes me think it should be Kingpin. Unless it's the Fantastic Four, which also makes a lot of sense.
Yeah, but we're going to have to see, you know, what that's about. Like, is it, you know, when are they getting back? And all, yeah, there's just so much in the air with the Fantastic Four right now.
Yeah, because if they came back pre-2017 of when they would have had to have bought Avengers Tower,
right,
unless just the Baxter Foundation bought it,
yeah,
which is possible, and then they come back later, and I don't remember how Reed is associated with the Baxter Foundation, and it's mentioned in Multiverse of Madness.
Oh, it is.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I don't know. Because it's got the, like, landing pad for the,
Fantastic Car.
I was kept thinking Incredicar. That's probably from The Incredibles.
I would think so. Nor do they, I think, have a car. Maybe they do. I don't remember.
I don't remember.
Yeah, I mean, Incredibles is Fantastic Four.
Yeah.
For Disney. Is. Like, it's the same thing.
Yeah.
Just done considerably better than any Fantastic Four movie until hopefully. Soon.
Fingers crossed.
Yeah.
Yeah, so you gotta have a landing spot for that thing.
Which
so why
would
not?
You prefer? Kingpin doing the, I don't remember what he calls the his Tower of Crime, or the Baxter Building.
Mm. That's an interesting question. It's a tough one. Because I see positives for both. And at first I was thinking, well, what if, you know, Kingpin just bought it? Because he, you know, he's doing real estate type stuff, and then he sells it to him. But, I mean, that's kind of on the lamer side.
But if Kingpin's doing his real estate stuff, which he was doing, we now know that Daredevil's show is canon.
Right.
So, I mean, it is all part of the same soup.
Yeah.
But now that he's Kingpin, or, I mean, Hawkeye even calls him Kingpin.
Yeah.
Like, sure. He now has established himself enough that could become, I think it's called Crime Central, but I don't remember.
Okay.
Like it was in the Spider-Man animated series from the 90s, where, like, that's his base of operations, and he has monitoring crime, and the Spider Slayers, and all the wacky shit that he does there. You could easily do that.
That's true. Yeah, and it would help, because, you know, maybe there's some technology left over of some sort, and, you know, not a lot, I'm sure, but... Yeah,
but, I mean, even just the cool rooms Tony and Bruce built...
Oh, yeah.
We could easily be utilized by someone sinister to do terrible things.
Yeah, okay. You talked me into it. I think I would rather have that then.
If nothing else, I would like it to be resolved in Spider-Man rather than somewhere else, because that's where it started.
Okay.
And it'd be nice for a change for Sony to actually address something that they teed up in a way that would actually work.
Yeah, what a wild idea that would be.
I know. Jumping up to 2016, I think I went backwards. That's weird. Because this came out the same year as Civil War, but whatever. Doesn't matter. Mordo is still hunting down sorcerers.
We assume, yeah.
Yeah.
Because that is the last we saw. He took, can't remember the guy.
Benjamin Bratt.
Okay. That'll work.
I don't know his character name. Yeah, I don't think remember it matters. What it is.
But yeah, so he took his, I wouldn't say powers, but his
essence.
Yeah, it's not works with essence, yeah. So he's now crippled, you know, and he's pretty much saying that you don't deserve this power.
Yeah.
So yeah, he is going after how many other people?
Well, and there was a deleted scene for Multiverse of Madness where Wanda kills him.
Okay. And was that which?
That this Mordo.
This Mordo, not a different universe.
No, not a different universe. It was this Mordo. I don't know why.
Right. So there's obviously something else was cut out, too.
Yeah. And, you know, again, it's a deleted scene, so unless, like, the Hulk in the Arctic, it's ever addressed again, it doesn't exist.
Yeah.
Like Razor Fist in Shang-Chi. In right. one deleted scene, he dies.
That's true, yeah.
In the rest of the movie, he's right by what's-her-name at the end.
Awkwafina.
No, not Awkwafina. The sister.
I just hate the name Awkwafina. It's so dumb.
But I like her. I thought she's really growing on me.
Yeah, she did actually really well in that. I remember before it was coming out, I was thinking she'd be a very annoying.
I know. You told me, like, made me nervous about Shang-Chi, and then I saw it, and I was like, I thought she was delightful. Yeah, and my wife had me watch Crazy Rich Asians, and she was really great in that, too.
Okay.
That's a fun movie. You should watch it.
I've heard positive things about it.
It's very good.
Okay.
And it has Cersei.
Oh, really?
Mm-hmm. And other people. A lot of other people. Like, every big-time famous Asian actor, actress is, like, part of this movie, and it's fantastic.
Jet Li? Jackie Chan?
Shut up.
I named two.
Modern day. Not everybody, but a lot of them.
I was going to name some more.
Suck. Ant-Man and the Wasp.
Yeah.
The Infamous Benefactor. I think this could be the leader.
Okay.
This would make the most sense. Of something they could easily wrap up. And it doesn't really matter.
Mm-hmm.
He could just say it and move on. And because it's, again, it doesn't seem like we're going to get an Ant-Man 4.
Right.
Plus, it's such a loose, who gives a shit thing. As much as I like that actor, Wally Goggins.
Yeah.
I just watched Hateful Eight, and it's fantastic, and he's great.
He's Baby Billy and...
Baby Billy.
God, what's the show?
Justified?
No. The Righteous Gemstones.
Okay.
Yeah.
I've never heard of it. Well, I know. I mean, I think I've seen
sure
it.
I'm sure you
but
have. HBO, I think it's kind of big. It's got John Goodman.
Oh.
The funny guy from Eastbound and Down. He's also in a bunch of other stuff. Pineapple Express.
Oh. Yeah. I don't care enough to remember his name, but yeah,
he's in it too. It's actually, I think it's very funny. It is very much pointed at the big fancy church type things where they're just in it for the money. Keep donating to us. We're going to keep getting rich because that's how it's supposed to be kind of thing. It's just really just makes fun of that. And just, yeah, it's very entertaining. Oh, anyways, okay. He's
in that
Baby Billy in that. Right. And he's so old. Still goes by Baby Billy.
I like it.
Yeah.
But yeah, I mean, it's such a throwaway line.
Yeah.
But it is one of those things that, I mean, it's not like as bad as Avengers Tower where they keep bringing it up.
Yeah.
But they did keep kind of bringing it up in the movie.
Right.
Of this silent benefactor that's after PIM particles and quantum technology.
Right.
Why and who? The other option would be a Kang variant.
Okay, yeah.
Which I think would make even more sense.
Yeah, but are we going to still continue on with any of the
Kings? I don't think so. Avengers 5 is officially being called Avengers 5.
Right.
It's no longer the Kang Dynasty, which is not a good look.
Yeah, it's not a good sign. It doesn't mean that it definitely will not be, I think, at least.
I don't either, but, like, it's... If you're going to recast Majors, do it already.
Yeah.
Like, there's no love loss. I think everything is cooled down enough where, it's the internet. Someone's going to get pissed no matter what they do.
Exactly.
So just do it. And the guy, Coleman Domingo from Fear the Walking Dead.
Yeah.
I think he'd be fantastic.
Yeah. He's got a great voice.
Yeah. Great Very presence. Booming. He looks a little like Majors. Like, you could easily see him as a variant.
Yeah, of or an older
Majors.
Like.
Yeah. I also saw they could do Denzel and his son, whose name I don't know, who's also an actor.
David, I think. Is that David Washington?
I don't know.
I don't know if saying it would ring a bell.
I don't know. I don't remember. And I don't think I've seen him in anything, so I don't know.
Did you ever see that one that was, I'm still confused about... I know, helpful.
That's most movies.
Tenet? Is it?
I don't know. I never watched it. That's the one Nolan movie and Oppenheimer that I haven't watched yet.
Oppenheimer's really good.
That's what I've heard.
It is long, but it It's not like fast paced, but it moves right along. Hmm. You don't feel like anything's getting drug out.
That's prime Nolan.
Yes, I recommend it. I think it might be the best movie of the year. Maybe win an award or two.
Yeah, probably not.
Yeah, not
Barbie all the way.
Tenet, though, I'm still so confused about.
That's what a lot of people have said. I bought it because I got in a real Nolan hype, and I intended on watching all of Nolan's stuff, but I didn't get to it because he makes very long movies.
Yeah.
But yeah, I forgot he was. I didn't know he was in that. So that'll be something. Yeah. But I think that's a cool idea that you could do a younger Kang as his son and an older Kang as Denzel.
That'd be so cool. And I to mean, get Denzel into MCU. Right. Yeah,
like, oh, there's been gosh. Some. I know Giancarlo Esposito wants him as Magneto, and then he would play Xavier. And I love that God, too.
That would be so great.
That'd be phenomenal. I don't think that's going to happen, but
John David Washington, by the way.
Okay. Well, you were close.
I know him as Dave. We're close enough.
Oh,
I thought old okay.
Davy Wash.
Okay. Yeah, he was also in Black Klansman.
Never saw that.
The Creator. I've wanted to watch that. It looks interesting. That's one with like he's trying to save this like robot looking child.
Oh yeah, that did look good.
It looks interesting.
Yeah, I never saw it though.
He was in Amsterdam, which was a weird one. A lot of good actors, but weird one. And I thought he was in something else that I've watched, but it's not looking like it.
Fair enough. Anyway. I think that it would make the most sense for it to be a Kang variant who's trying to get to the quantum realm to free Kang.
Yeah.
Or to find a way to keep Kang there better.
Okay.
Than just, I don't know. Because, I mean, you would think that the Kangs and their vast powers would be like, oh shit, these ant fuckers are... messing with quantum realm. We don't want that because we know what could come of that,
right.
Which would be Quantumania, but, you know, the original version of Quantumania where he actually gets out.
Right. Okay. So
it could be that.
What about...
No.
What? I hate you. One. I don't remember a lot of the rest of these, but how many of these could be linked back to Loki?
Loki variants?
Yeah. Well, not just, but, you know, what are they calling him now? God Loki or Time Loki or... I've heard
the God of Time.
Like, yeah.
Something like that.
So how many... And I know it would be kind of cheesy to just have them all linked back to him, but also kind of entertaining. That he's sitting here doing these little things to fix them and tie things. And so he's trying to fix that. That works for that one. Him buying Avengers Tower doesn't make sense.
No, unless it's another evil variant that wants... the same things that other
fair
but
let's why? Just keep thinking and we'll see at the end how many of them would
yeah probably none
but I'm you picking know, one
yeah. Next up, Avengers Infinity War. This isn't so much a loose thread as something that I would just like to see them revisit, and I think they will eventually. But is there anything left of the Nova Corps?
Yeah,
there's been a lot of scuttlebutt about Nova even recently, like yesterday.
Okay.
Of it's a thing they're developing.
Yeah.
And say what you will about phase 4 or 5. I am very surprised we didn't get a Nova anything yet.
Yeah.
Because like I know Nova wasn't a huge deal, but it is a huge deal in the books, and it's something that Richard Rider and I think I don't remember what the kid Nova his name is, but like it's a well to tap, and you teed it up so well with Thanos decimating them, you didn't show it,
yeah,
which irritates me. But you can do that in a show or movie of Nova to show the origins of Nova, and that would be great,
yeah.
But now it's been like 10 years since Infinity War. Actually, no. Well, yeah. Close. Because we're getting close to the point where... I guess 5. Maybe it's 5.
Yeah. I think you need to cut that number in half, buddy. Because, 2018?
Well, yeah, but... I'm trying to... and then it was 5 years after that was Endgame. Because everyone had been gone for 5 years.
Right.
So that was 23.
Oh, you're saying timeline in the... Okay.
Yeah.
I thought you meant real life.
No. I mean, close to that, yeah, too.
We are getting closer to that.
But, I mean, it's been, like, let's go with 7 years.
Right.
And, like...
Loki's fixing it. Done. Next.
Okay.
Good. No, I do think that some people survived. You know, decimating a planet doesn't mean everyone is dead.
Yeah, well, and that's his whole thing. He leaves half.
Leaves half, yeah.
And so, even if he destroyed the entire Nova Corps, like, it's kind of suggested, the idea that there's at least one left, like, what's his face?
Mm-hmm. Don't remember his name. I know who you're talking about.
John C. Reilly.
Yes.
He would be the one who's trying to be the Abin Sur, to go with Green Lantern, because he's right there on that shelf, looking for a successor to restart up Nova Corps.
Yeah.
But...
And he finds Will Ferrell. Oh, no. The dream. I like Will Ferrell. He's not...
I like him in some things. All right, next up, we're getting closer to modern days. WandaVision, the beginning of Phase 4. Where's White Vision?
Yeah, he flew away after having his boat talk. Mm. And yeah, what is going on, dude?
Yeah. And obviously, I mean, Vision Quest was announced-ish.
That's right.
It's a thing that's probably going to happen. I saw rumors on that recently, too. They have to. This is one of those things where it's like there's a nuclear bomb that is just flying around the world. To what end?
Right.
I was a little irritated that he didn't show up in Multiverse of Madness. Because that's where you would do that. But we already talked about the reasons why that didn't happen and whatnot. But it is definitely a missed opportunity.
Yeah.
But I want to see him. And Paul Bettany's fantastic as Vision. So
yes,
like,
he's great.
Give us my Vision.
Give it to us already. Yeah.
What the heck happened to Westview after... Scarlet Witch left.
Yeah, we don't know, and I don't want this to sound rude. I don't care that much.
But we will know in Agatha.
I guess, yeah. We probably should, yeah. They'll probably touch it.
Well, I mean, she's still there under Wanda's control.
Okay, yeah, that's true.
So, I mean, it has someone, the rumblings of the show is part of the Coven of Witches, or whatever they're called. Mm-hmm. Finds her, breaks her of her spell, and hijinks ensue, and we get whatever the Agatha show will be.
Ruh-roh.
Oh, no. So, I mean, this is one that will get loose-ended and tightened up right quick.
Loose-ended and tightened up quick.
They also never say who Jimmy Woo's informant was. Was it Ralph Boner? That's kind of the assumption.
That's right.
But no one, like, Wu never really seemed to care after that first episode.
Yeah. Huh. Another one where it's like, doesn't it matter that much? But it doesn't matter,
but again, it's one of those things where it's just like, you made a point of saying, you know, WandaVision, I have this scientist friend who's really going to help us out, and then I don't think we ever even get their name.
Yeah.
It's just scientist lady. Who helps them build the barrier car thing.
Yeah.
It doesn't really work, but it works enough.
Yeah, it worked enough. It got us another character.
Yeah, which is really all we were looking for anyway, apparently. Falcon Winter Soldier, Sharon Carter, is in fact the power broker.
She is.
Big reveal. And she's back in the CIA, which is more or less where Elaine is.
That's right.
So, yeah, and I don't think
as far as we know, they haven't met each other. They might.
I would assume so.
Yeah, that one's got to be touched on. And I forgot you're saying loose end tightened up on the spot.
Yeah, I don't know.
It was.
I misspoke. Just shut up.
It's got to be a thing that gets touched on in Thunderbolts, right?
It has to.
Yeah.
I don't know if Sharon is meant to be in that or Cap 4.
Okay, yeah.
Like, one would assume some of that stuff has to be touched on in Cap 4.
Yeah. That feels like one that should get...
Well, and Thunderbolts explained. Is called Thunderbolts because of General, soon-to-be President Ross, played by Harrison Ford now.
Right.
Rest in peace, William Hurt. We love you.
Yeah.
But, like, I don't know to what end either.
Yeah.
It's like, yeah, Sharon was the power broker and doing crime shit during the blip years. Now she's working for the CIA. So what?
Yeah.
Who cares? She's not necessarily an evil person.
Yeah, she was doing what she had to survive.
Yeah.
Because you guys weren't really helping her.
Yeah. And she was in... Yeah, I mean, she was a fugitive. And no one bothered to clear her name because the only one who gave a shit was Cap. And even he didn't care, apparently.
Yeah. Well, so we made out once. It was weird. I'm over it.
I'm going to go bang your aunt. In the past.
I'll say hi to your dad.
We'll be poker bros.
Yeah. Really. Weird.
Yeah.
So yeah, that one, I guess, you know, touch on again, but we don't need a complete answer. It could also just be a, look, I'm not like that anymore. I had to do what I said to do to survive. Yeah, I was pissed off for a while.
Yeah.
I'm over it.
And now I'm in the CIA, so that's back to the way things used to be. But they teed it up in a way of like, oh, she's in the CIA now.
Right, like, oh, she can do so much now.
Yeah.
She's like, going to get nukes all day.
Yeah. For Elaine. And they're just going to blow up the world together. I'm going to skip that one because it's, who cares. Shang-Chi, Legend of the Ten Rings. The Ten Rings are sending out a signal to an unknown location or person.
Yeah.
A beacon.
It's a beacon. It was called. Yeah. So what, yeah, what does that mean? I mean, why are you showing, a lot of these are, why are you showing me if you're not going to do something about it?
Right. And this is a huge tease where Bruce was there, Carol was there, Wong was there. They were in the sanctum or
a sanctum-like place, yeah.
Something.
Yeah.
And then it hasn't been touched on. I mean, Shang-Chi hasn't been touched on since, obviously. Right. Hopefully we'll get Shang-Chi 2 soon.
Yeah. And that's right there is where you would explain that. Like, this is where, what the beacons were doing. This is what I'm up to now.
Yeah. But, like, and this is the problem I have with Phase, and a lot of people seem to have with Phase 4 and 5, is that so much of this is just Sony kind of logic of let's just throw shit up in the air, and whatever seems to land, we'll just use that.
Right.
But you've thrown so much up in the air, it's been so long. Some of these things you're not even going to remember. Your audience isn't going to remember.
Right.
And they're not going to care anymore.
Yeah.
The ring thing keeps popping up of like, is it related to Kang? Because of the symbols and the rings. They're in there's rings in Quantumania with symbols.
Right.
The bangles we thought might be Kang related. Obviously it's not because it's Kree. Mm-hmm. Or, what's his name? He's right up. Over there. The guy with the quantum bands. There's all sorts of stuff that could lead into Kang-esque tech. But in the comics, the rings are associated with magic dragons.
Right. So, yeah.
So not to be confused with Imagine Dragons. I love that group.
Imagine Dragons. Okay. Wasn't expecting to get Imagine Dragons mentioned in this podcast. Here we are. Yeah, I don't know what you are right though. They are throwing a lot of things out there, and it's like, okay, be doing it for a reason. I want you to throw stuff out there that you're like, I can't wait for the payoff of this.
Yeah.
And right now, it just seems like, well, that sounds interesting. We'll just leave it at that. Leave it as a mystery. I don't want mysteries.
No. Because, and that's the thing of like, it needs to have a payoff. We need to have seen something in this payoff at this point. And we've had a couple things. WandaVision eventually led into Multiverse of Madness, albeit not particularly well.
Mm-hmm.
And some other stuff that I'm not going to try and think of right now. But like this next one of Xylin taking up the Ten Rings.
Yeah.
And the tag of the Ten Rings will return. When? Where? Why? Why? Yeah. What?
And again, it's like, okay, is that also going to be part of Shang-Chi 2?
It will be part of Wonder Man because Crichton, or Crit, whatever it is, the
Razor
director.
Razor Fist.
No. Taser Face.
Taser. We do got them both.
The director of Shang-Chi is heading Wonder Man.
That's right, okay.
So I don't think they're going to be associated in any way, shape, or form.
No.
But they could.
Yeah, sure. It'd be weird. She's like, okay.
Well, I mean, I don't know what Wonder Man's even going to be about.
Yeah, I don't either.
So, I mean, you could do anything. Technically, it should be associated with WandaVision because Wonder Man dated Wanda in the comics.
Wanda and Wonder, huh?
And Vision, I don't remember how, but part of Vision, I think, is in, or no. So there's a connection between Wonder Man and Vision.
Okay.
I don't remember exactly what it is, obviously, but there's a connection there too.
Okay.
But, you know, more again, senses. We also have the bigger stuff, literally, with Eternals. So Arishem plans to pass judgment on Earth after the Eternals killed Tiamat.
Mm-hmm.
He just abducted three of them and says, I'm going to come back and tell you what I think.
Yeah.
You're going to help me decide this.
Yeah, and it's not like, oh, well, just the three of them saw it.
Yeah.
Like half like of the planet giant did.
Red stone monster just appeared.
Yeah,
and then vanished.
Yeah,
everybody was in that park and saw what happened, but like
it was big. A lot of people saw it.
Yeah. So, and then of course you had Tiamat's body in the middle of the fucking ocean. It's touched on in She-Hulk.
She-Hulk with a side article.
Yeah. Like, there's been a lot of speculation that's going to be part of Cap 4.
There's going to be a lot in Cap 4 is what I'm hearing.
Right? Well, I mean, it kind of has to.
I guess.
I mean, it's politics and the president and, like, these big things. And I think this would be the best way to resolve a lot of this stuff is you're dealing with the political side of the MCU again, like Civil War,
mm-hmm.
where you can wrap up some of this shit, even if it's just, yeah, that was an issue, we sent in agents, and it's better now, just shut up. Fine, but you acknowledge that it happened, and it's resolved, and we can move on. Even if it's a derp of an answer.
It's probably going to be we're mining it for some precious something or other.
Well, that's one of the things. That could be where adamantium comes from in the MCU.
Yes, yes, yes. Captain Adamantium.
What? Captain Adamantium. His name is Wolverine.
That was the other option.
That's Captain Adamantium.
Captain Adamantium.
Mm.
First name Adam, last name Mantium.
Obviously.
Yeah, I guess that could work. I would not be mad at that. Sure. Clever enough.
Well, I mean, the thing is that X-Men is going to have to go through quite the change from what it traditionally is.
Mm-hmm.
Which, you know, goes back to the Denzel and Giancarlo of it all. Like, not a lot of people.
I want
to
see that so bad.
I know.
I didn't know.
Not a lot of people who were part of what happened during World War II are still alive. The people that are in the triple digits in their age.
Yeah.
And probably wouldn't be mutants overpowering the Earth.
Yeah.
You could still do Wolverine because he's ageless.
Yeah.
But that's the only hiccup I have is if you do Wolverine and say he's been around since colonial times or whatever the fuck,
mm-hmm.
and he would have had to have got his adamantium years ago, or does all of that stuff happen now?
I think it would happen now. He's had his other powers, his healing abilities, and his bone claws.
So he's still doing
and
the bone claws for...
Yeah.
I don't have a problem with it. I just, it is the one wrinkle of like, okay, so how is this Wolverine, and how is he used with Weapon X and all of that stuff? Because as of now, we have some mutants in the MCU,
mm-hmm.
but most of them are from a different universe.
Yeah.
The only real MCU one is Kamala and kind of Wanda.
Right.
If they decide to do that.
Yeah.
I don't know.
Hmm.
And then, of course, we had Dane Whitman with the Ebony Blade and Blade.
Oh, yeah.
And hopefully one day we will see Blade.
Imagine that.
I keep seeing things of, like, Dane Whitman's not going to be part of it. It's like, why? Yeah. Well, isn't that the obvious thing you would do in this movie? And all these things of, like, oh, it's going to be set in the far past. And then it's going to be all these female-led movies and Blade's not barely even in the movie. It's like, what? Blade not only writes itself as a movie... Yeah. It's been done 3 times already, and a TV show. Granted, it wasn't very good, but it exists.
I forgot about it.
And an anime. And, you know, source material and shit.
Right.
Like, I don't get why Blade is such a problem for the MCU. But that's been the case with a lot of stuff. Let's try and get through these. We've been here a while. We got Spider-Man No Way Home, which has the piece of symbiote. Which, again, we've talked about at length of what we could do with this.
Yeah, that's true.
I think it tees up perfectly for Spider-Man 4. Whether you do Daredevil and Kingpin, Scorpion, whatever, you could easily do Peter taking on the symbiote and him succumbing to the darkness of his current situation. And having to overcome that darkness with the help of Daredevil to take down Scorpion and Kingpin.
Yeah, because he's all by himself right now. He doesn't have any friends or family. Yeah.
Yeah.
There'd be it would not be strange at all for him to go to a dark place right now and just look for any way to have someone else there.
Yeah.
So yeah,
and it works. Daredevil and all of his Catholicism and things being the thing that kind of helps churn that story along.
Yeah.
I know Sony's been very Sony about Spider-Man 4 and wanting more multiverse stuff because it worked so well. They want to do it again.
But God, I hate Sony.
I know. They're so fucking terrible all the time. And the fact that we have to see two more of these.
I know.
By the way.
Oh, boy.
The Last Dance.
Yeah.
What?
Yeah. It's so stupid. My mind immediately goes to the dancing one with, I forget what her name is.
What?
Save the Last Dance? Oh. I think that's what it's called.
Yeah.
It's immediately where my mind went. And what does that mean?
Yeah.
The Last Dance.
Yeah.
It was also, I think, what Michael Jordan's documentary was about the Chicago Bulls.
Yeah, it was.
What?
Yeah. I don't get it. It's like they're trying to make Venom Deadpool, but he's not.
He's not.
Because those aren't nearly as good as Deadpool.
Yeah.
They're not nearly as funny as Deadpool.
No.
I don't get... Oh, it's just stupid. But anyway, there's a piece of symbiote in 616.
Yeah.
It's in Mexico right now.
Yeah.
But as we saw in the Venom movies, it can travel great distances by hitching the ride on motorbikes and other random nonsensical crap until it finds Spider-Man. But it's fine. Okay, it makes its way to New York
and attaches to get on someone, get on a plane, and you boom, you're in New York. Yeah. It's easy as that.
A lot of people do that.
Sure.
A symbiote could do it too.
Yeah.
It would maybe have problems with the G-forces of a plane, but who gives a shit?
It'd be fine.
It gets there and it's fine. I don't know why they wouldn't do this, but again, it's Sony, so hopefully cooler heads prevail.
Yeah.
Moon Knight, we've got Jake Lockley working with Khonshu.
Yeah.
Which is huge.
Yeah, very cool.
And still no word of a Moon Knight season 2.
I know. That's the disappointing part. Is like, will we get it? Because that's the only place we're getting an answer.
Yeah.
Like, we're not going to get it in something else. It'd be too weird.
Well, yeah. Even if they did Midnight Suns, like they keep talking about.
Yeah.
You would have to follow through the logic of Moon Knight to then have it transfer over into Midnight Suns. To then be like, why do we care about this in this story about the Midnight Suns?
Yeah.
Because unless Jake Lockley is going out of his way with Khonshu to screw them over, which is a very Khonshu thing to do, there's no reason. I'm just amazed with that cast and that reception. We haven't gotten word of a Moon Knight season 2.
Yeah, it's so strange.
Yeah. I mean,
I don't know.
Multiverse of Madness, the big one, is Clea arriving. Kind of awkwardly, but still cool outfit.
Yeah.
Because there's an incursion, and Doctor Strange and her have to solve it.
Yeah. Okay.
Which is awesome.
Yeah, it was great to see Charlize in an MCU movie.
And she's going to be great as Claire.
So unexpected, and...
Yeah.
But yeah, it's like, okay.
Yeah.
Where are you going with this?
I would hope Doctor Strange 3, but that hasn't been announced yet.
Yeah.
Also, we have America at Camartage. Her moms are still lost in the multiverse.
Right.
Probably dead. But even if they're not.
I said one dead thing, and you said multiple. And I got the kind of dark.
Yeah.
But yeah, you're probably right. They're probably dead. Long gone.
Like,
sorry.
They got sucked through that portal.
Yeah.
Like, they didn't just walk through.
You're going to have to find some other ones.
Yeah. It's like.
Those?
Yeah.
Gone.
Yeah. That was like vacuum of space, kind of like. Very brutal.
Yeah.
But she's a Kamar-Taj. We would assume Young Avengers will come bring her back.
Yeah.
But
it looks fun. I'm stoked for
Young Avengers. Coming.
Yeah.
It just needs to happen.
Yeah, again, another thing not announced.
Is Scarlet Witch really dead? I don't think so.
I don't either.
It's too wimpy a death.
Yeah.
Like, yeah, she sacrificed herself. The temple came down around her. But it being so far away, and obviously the flash of red,
mm-hmm.
like, unless you see her, and again, this is going to go dark, but unless you see her crying, screaming, and the building literally coming down around her,
mm-hmm.
she's not dead.
Yeah.
It's comic books.
And honestly, even if you do see that, and then you see the red, she's still not dead.
Yeah. She might be dead. Unconscious.
Yeah.
You know, being held captive somewhere. That'd be kind of cool.
Yeah.
But the flash of red, like, something in her would have gotten her out.
If it was a flash of green, it would have been Loki.
Or the Green Lanterns.
No.
Bringing it back. The ramifications of wiping out the Illuminati in that universe. Mordo's still alive. We would assume the rest of the Inhumans are around. The X-Men are around. The mm-hmm. Fantastic Four are around.
Mm-hmm. Fantastic Three.
Fantastic, yeah. Well, they could have adopted someone else. A lot of people have been in the Fantastic Four. Spider-Man at one point.
Don't say that to Sony. They will take it.
Yeah, I know. But it would be, it's something that could be cool. I've seen people talk about Avengers vs. X-Men. Mm. Obviously, the version of the X-Men we got at the end of the Marvels with Beast is not the same as the Illuminati because he mentions Charles. And that Charles is very dead.
Yes.
In a lot of horrible ways.
Yeah, that one we saw.
Yeah. Quite a bit. So, I don't know. But I'm excited to see what happens.
Yeah.
Here's another one that tees up the next movie that we haven't heard about. Hercules is hunting down Thor at the end of Love and Thunder.
Okay.
I'm excited for it. A lot of people were stoked for what's-his-name from that show that people like.
Ted Lasso. He's great in it.
Yeah. All I want, honestly, is a dark Thor 5.
Okay.
It doesn't have to be like the Dark Knight brooding, but I'm over Taika and that color bright aesthetic for Thor. I would really like something closer to what we got with the first one.
Okay.
Where it's much more serious, straightforward. Obviously jokes, because jokes help you connect and enjoy a movie better, but like something where Jane just died in his arms and Hercules wants him dead for the assault on Zeus because he was still alive.
Yeah, because he's not dead.
Yeah. And just like take away the I enjoyed the doofiness that they did with Russell Crowe. I get it. Even if that's not what Taika was going for, I rationalized it in a way that worked for me. And just take all of those things and give us serious Thor.
Yeah. I would like that too. I think, because I keep thinking, like, you know, something like small and gritty would be cool. But it's Thor. Like, he's so powerful. You can't do small.
It doesn't necessarily need to be small, but I mean, you can still go big, but it doesn't need to be over the top. Like I said, I mean, you look at what they did with the first Thor.
Mm-hmm.
Obviously, part of it was him coming to Earth and being stripped of his powers, but by the end, when he has his powers again on Loki and he are fighting on the Rainbow Bridge, that's awesome.
Yeah.
I think it's such a small fight in comparison, but it's probably Thor's best fight in a movie.
I don't know about that.
I mean, I'm sure there are other
people. Did you not see him show up in Endgame?
Yeah, I know.
Infinity War.
But as far as, like, I mean, yeah, it's a cool entrance, and yeah, it was really cool, but as far as, like, a cool, I guess from an emotional level, a brutality level.
Okay.
This is a gritty, obviously they're not coming to blows with, like, blood spurting out and all sorts of horrible shit, but it's personal, it's emotional, it's a one-on-one fight where he's not just decimating an entire land full of monster creatures, it's him versus someone else. And Hercules would give him that fight where he would be on the ropes.
I agree. But it would just be a self-defense kind of fight. Because who's he going to come after? Who's Hercules going to come after now that we haven't already seen? Jane's gone. So not going to do that. Asgard's gone. Not going to do that. His new Asgard is already been attacked. So I guess, is it just, hey, I'm being hunted, I got to fight back?
Could be.
I guess. I like the idea, but I think there needs to be more.
That's right.
Because I agree with you. A gritty, just him battling with just one other person, not having to fight an army, mm-hmm. would be great. I'd love to see him wielding around Stormbreaker.
Yeah.
It'd be awesome. But
he has a daughter now, too. So he's got to protect her.
You got me.
It's Taken. I didn't think of it until just now. So, but Taken with Thor instead of Liam Neeson.
Yeah.
I love that.
I have a particular set of skills.
And lightning.
That'd
be interesting.
That could be, yeah.
And I mean, they're on... Actually, they're just trotting around saving the galaxy like it's the Guardians.
Yeah.
But not as good as the Guardians.
Yeah.
But we'll see. Anywho, next. She-Hulk has a son.
Yeah.
Which is cool, but like... Why? That's one of the... I mean, it's from the books. Scar's from the books. He looks cooler than the weird haircut they gave Scar. But again, it's a big of like... If it was in any other show, I would hate how they did it. But She-Hulk being the lighthearted fun romp that it is, that's what you do. You bring back Daredevil because she wants to see Hot Matt Murdock again. And hey, guess what? Hulk has a son from Sakaar.
Right.
Named Scar. Because they ran out of names. Awesome. What next?
Yeah.
Is he in Young Avengers? Why? Who else knows about him? Is this going to be a thing? Like, I mean, we're not getting a Hulk movie.
Why isn't She-Hulk in Young Avengers? I know she's not young, but...
She would be in the new Avengers.
Okay.
But, like...
Yeah, it was a weird choice. Like, it feels like one of those things where, let's just have fun, it doesn't matter.
Yeah.
Well, it does, kind of.
Kind of does.
Yeah.
Like, it's another Hulk character where you introduced another Hulk character.
Yeah.
Speaking of another Hulk character, Wong broke a meal out of prison again and brought him to Kamar-Taj.
That's right.
So now what?
Yeah.
So when they get Kamala for the Young Avengers, is Emil going to be sitting there playing checkers with Wong? I mean, that'd be funny. And that's really all you need.
Yeah.
I mean, he is in his zen place. He wasn't setting up the whole things that were happening. He was just hosting.
Right.
And whatever.
Give him an ankle bracelet and just be like, yeah, you know, they knew who took me.
Yeah.
They found me.
Yeah, and you could do that too. He's back in custody. They wanted to charge Wong, but he left.
Yeah.
And they just went, well... Good enough. He's back.
That works.
He keeps taking him.
Yeah.
And we keep having to bring him back. Werewolf by Night, Elsa Bloodstone gained the Bloodstone.
As her namesake would suggest.
Yes. To what end? It's hard to say.
Yeah.
I hope.
Is this also going to be answered in Cap 4?
I mean, why not?
How does Loki fix that one?
He does some stuff. Yeah, I mean, it's... I loved Werewolf by Night so much.
It was surprisingly very good.
Yeah. And I really hope that they bring all of them back. And Ted. And I love what they did with Man-Thing. So fucking cool.
Oh, man. Yeah, that one's going to be a tough one to bring into the...
I mean, Midnight Suns, but again, it's just like... Moon Knight Season 2, maybe. Creepy shit coming together.
Why not?
Sure.
Get weird.
Right?
Oh, they don't take big swings anymore.
I know. Wakanda Forever, we have Namor planning to make Wakanda depend on Talokan should the world ever turn against them.
That's right.
No mention of a Black Panther 3.
Yeah.
I thought maybe Brave New World or Thunderbolts, particularly Thunderbolts, would head in this direction because we've got the Elaine of it all.
Okay.
She's leading Thunderbolts.
Yeah.
I assumed to take on Wakanda, but obviously Bucky would never be a part of that. Or he would be there with the intent on stopping them from doing anything.
Yeah.
I don't know.
Yeah, I don't know how that one gets resolved.
I mean, it'd have to be in a Black Panther 3. I've always hoped that Black Panther 3 would be Wakanda versus Latveria. and Dr. Doom.
Yeah.
I think the Wakandans versus a bunch of Doombots. It's a little Age of Ultron-y, but I think Coogler would find a way to make it considerably better.
Yeah.
Even though I love Age of Ultron. It would be on a Wakanda Forever scale, and that would be amazing.
That'd be cool.
But I don't know.
Yeah. Not anytime soon.
And then T'Challa had a son.
Yeah.
Which is a huge deal.
Yeah, I know. That was it. I didn't see that one coming at all.
I didn't either. No. And it was such a wonderful way to end the movie.
It was.
And it's something that doesn't need to even pay off.
Yeah.
Anytime soon. I mean, you could do Young Avengers, but I think that's not really necessary.
Yeah.
It's just something that, like, Shuri has to be there to help guide young T'Challa into becoming who his dad was.
Yeah.
And that's Black Panther 3, whenever we get that.
There you go.
Quantumania. The Council of Kangs is formed, and they are planning to launch another multiversal war. Or are they? Yeah. Let's ask Jonathan Majors.
He's... Can't talk.
He's busy.
Yeah. Yeah, I don't see this one getting resolved.
It has to.
I agree.
This is one of those huge tee-ups, but, and we talked about this with Loki Season 2, you could easily tie this up with the TVA took care of it.
Yeah. That's true.
It's a stupid way and a boring way to do it, but you could do it. The other option, obviously, is what people have been talking about for Secret Wars, where someone else steps in that villain role, whether it's a Doom, Council of Reeds, whatever, and they take him out. And they become the next big thing. The only thing is it's a very Nova Corps of, we just took care of it, don't worry about it.
Yeah. Deleted their end credits in Deadpool and Wolverine. They just
Deadpool
go through
kills
and
the
yeah,
King.
Yeah, it's just
variants.
Both of them just running around, just killing each one, slicing, dicing, shooting.
That'd be funny.
It would be funny, but it
would piss me off so much.
Yeah.
Guardians 3, we have a new Guardians team with Rocket as the team leader.
That's right.
Kraglin, Cosmo, Adam Warlock, Phyla, and Blurp, which was the little dog thing.
Okay.
I had to think about it when I saw it, but I figured it out.
Yeah.
And Peter Quill, his adventures as Star-Lord will continue.
Right. Just Star-Lord.
Yeah.
Not as the Guardians, or right. A Guardian, but yeah, Star-Lord. So I didn't... Again, and these next ones are... super recent.
Yeah.
They can have their time.
Aside from the one that they really could have touched on in the thing, but they didn't because it came out after or whatever. We'll get into it. But yeah, I mean, we have no word on... It sounds like even the cast didn't realize that Stinger of Star-Lord was a thing.
Right.
So, who knows?
Yeah.
I would assume Pratt knew...
You would think so.
Because yeah. It wasn't, I mean, like, same with Hemsworth at the end of Thor, if, like, Thor will return, like, he knows. It's not like they're just going to be like, oh, by the way, you're making another one.
Yeah.
There
yeah.
was a...
You don't have a choice.
Yeah.
That's how it works.
There's a thing in your contract where if we do a tag at the end of the show that says, so-and-so will return, you're coming back.
Yeah.
Or the bomb in your head explodes.
Jeez. There you go.
That's the rest of the line that the audience doesn't see.
Okay.
Thor will return, or else.
Yeah, or he dead. With the Guardians one, I think it can be left. It'd be fine. I just would assume they go off and do different missions.
Yeah, I mean, I love Guardians 3 so much that I put the Guardians trilogy at the top of my trilogies of all time list over Cap.
Yeah.
I don't want them to touch the Guardians again. Unless it's just a cameo in something else, like bring him in on Secret Wars, Avengers 5, whatever.
Right.
But I don't necessarily want or need to see a Guardians movie ever again.
That's fair.
Especially with James Gunn doing DC now.
Yeah.
Like, just leave it.
He What's did
it
his perfectly. Contract say? Same thing.
You'd have to ask, what was her name? Roseanne Barr. You'd have to ask Roseanne Barr.
You lost me.
So James Gunn, his old tweets came out, and then he got pulled from Guardians 3.
Oh, yeah.
Which is why he did Suicide Squad.
Right.
Roseanne did some very horrible things, and she got canceled off of her show. And then James Gunn got brought back, and Roseanne was like, but what about me? It's like, slightly different. Okay. He made some gross comments on Twitter, and you did some stuff associated with genocide. Different.
Okay.
Anyway.
There we go.
But now he's running DC and making Superman.
Yeah.
Stoked.
Yeah,
but
absolutely.
If he's not going to come back to do Guardians 4, I don't need a Guardians 4.
Okay. Yeah. And as much as I love them too, I'd be fine with that. They ended the story. Yeah. They let you know that there are still Guardians out there. I don't need to know that story.
Yeah. And so, again, they can come in Secret Wars to help out.
Yeah.
You can do variants, so it really doesn't matter. And fine. We get to see him again, and it's great. And then we never see him again, and it's fine. And if they ever do Nova, the Guardians are out there doing stuff. Hey, that's great for them. Now we're going to focus on Nova stuff because we've made you wait long enough.
Yeah, have a little cameo with Rocket and Groot. You're just going to need their voices.
Yeah. Which is the other nice thing about that is that aside from Kraglin, everyone else is... Oh, and Adam Warlock. Everyone else is... And that's the only thing that I would say is I want to see more Adam Warlock. Yeah. I want to see where he goes next. But I'm okay if I don't. But everyone else is animated. You just get Bradley Cooper and whoever to come back and do a voice cameo.
Trust me, you have Groot's lines
right?
in many languages.
You're good.
Just pay Vin, say, hey, we don't need you. We're going to use your voice. Here's some money.
Yeah. All right, let's get to this. Secret Invasion. So,
just delete it.
In case you didn't keep up, because all this happened in the last 5 minutes of the show, the U.S. has declared war on all extraterrestrials, which seems like a pretty big deal.
Yeah.
Sonia Fallsworth has formed a partnership with Gaia, which is Amelia Clarke's character and that old lady. Rhodey has been a Skrull since Civil War.
Yeah.
And Fury has headed back up to space for the Marvels because Secret Invasion happened before the Marvels.
Right.
For reasons. So when Fury comes back to Earth with all the cats that are aliens... Yeah. And all the other people on his crew. The
people inside of them.
Several of them are aliens.
Right.
He knows.
He does know. Yes.
Also, he sends off the Skrulls to live with the Asgardians, who are aliens.
Well, I don't know if he sends them up, but he absolutely knows about it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So...
Why would you do all that?
Why would you do all that? Maybe it's because whoever ran Secret Invasion didn't talk to anybody else. And the people doing the Marvels didn't talk to anybody else. And I feel like Kevin Feige's been on vacation for about 10 years.
Is Kevin Feige in space?
Could be. That would explain a lot.
Yeah.
Fury is actually Feige.
Oh.
Figured it out.
Oh my gosh. Both F names. It's right there.
Yeah. I mean... Rhodey being a Skrull since Civil War raises more questions than it answers, but it is interesting because it means he wasn't there for Endgame.
Right.
Or Infinity War.
It's so weird.
Yeah. So that's an interesting wrinkle, and it seems like it will go into Armor Wars, provided that ever happens.
It's only interesting if there's some reason, like you explain it.
Yeah.
You know?
And because I think the thing for Armor Wars is, like, Justin Hammer and other people have been slowly, secretly obtaining Stark tech because Tony's dead, Pepper's doing whatever Pepper does, and Rhodey has been a Skrull, so he's not there to care.
Yeah.
But unless we get Armor Wars that says that, I don't know.
Yeah. Then we'll be back to wondering, why did you have that?
And last but certainly not least, the Marvels. We already talked about Valkyrie providing refuge for the Skrulls.
Mm-hmm.
Kamala Khan is putting a team together, which I'm super stoked about. Obviously, that's Young Avengers.
Right.
I can't wait. And Monica is trapped in a different universe with the X-Men.
Yes. I mean, I'm excited for those. Well, two of the three, the new Asgard ones is
yeah, it's whatever. That's fine. Doesn't matter.
Yeah,
but yeah, I'm super excited for Young Avengers, and I'm hoping that the Wolverine we have in Deadpool and Wolverine is from that universe.
Okay.
But even if he's not, it doesn't matter. Like I keep saying on Instagram and other things, I just really want all of the original X-Men actors in 90s suits. Even if it's just for 5 seconds, I just want to see it. It'd make me so happy.
Just Deadpool, like, more taking the picture. Thank you, guys. Yeah, this appreciate you putting those on.
I mean, it's here's Deadpool. Yeah. Like, he'd do it.
Yeah, it would not. I would not be like, oh, what was the point of that? It'd be, it's because it's Deadpool.
Fantastic.
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, and honestly, I just want more Kelsey Grammer's Beast. But we'll see.
Yeah.
So that's that.
Those are the loose threads.
Yes.
Yeah, we'll see. We'll see what gets answered. We'll definitely talk about it when they do, if they do. And
I'm really hoping that we get something at Comic-Con this year. I don't think there's a D23 this year, but like I think Marvel needs to do a presentation at Comic-Con in July.
Just say, hey, here's what's going on.
Yeah. Because it seems like they're switching so much stuff around. Things are getting canceled, shifted, moved. I don't even know what's coming out anymore and when. Yeah.
No, not a clue.
So,
and we used to know years in advance what's coming out.
Because they kept to it. And now, and part of it's COVID, part of it, but like Cap 4 being such a train wreck that they're basically reshooting the movie.
Yeah.
And Thunderbolts being delayed for years, partly because of COVID, but also because it just hasn't happened yet. And it should, like COVID is still a thing, obviously, but like, they're making movies. They made Deadpool, so there's no reason Thunderbolt shouldn't have been made by now.
Yeah.
So,
We will see.
Comic-Con, please.
Yeah, but if you know of any that we forgot, please reach out. Let us know. Mm-hmm. Or if you got thoughts on what we did talk about, let us know that too.
Indeed.
And next episode is going to be The Wolverine.
Yes.
So watch that if you want to. Yes. We are doing that. Justin says it's going to be good.
It is good. It's a fun movie. It's better than X-Men Origins and not as good as Logan.
There you go.
That's my pitch.
It's the sandwich to our Wolverine sandwich. It's the meat to our Wolverine sandwich. Yes. That's what I meant. Not the tomatoes, though.
No.
Found out today tomatoes. Justin hates them, unless cooked.
Yes.
It's a little peek behind the curtain of podcasting.
That's what we do.
But if you do want to reach out to us, please do. Go to the website, wearemarvelpod.com. Email us, wearemarvelpod@gmail.com. Find us on social media, wearemarvelpod. If you want to get some merchandise of ours, go to the website, click on the merchandise tab, go check that out. You can pick a logo that you like, then put it on a shirt, a mug, a pillow, whatever you want.
Yes.
And that's all we got for this week, everyone. Again, thank you all for listening. We appreciate each and every one of you.
Mm-hmm.
And until next time, I've been Jeremy.
And I've been Justin.
And we are Marvel. Bye.
Bye.